there. Have you ever been promised something special? Well, Jesus promised his followers something very special. The children in our story today are talking about it.
Dad, what happened after Jesus went up into heaven?
He told them he had to leave this earth and go back to heaven, but he would send the Holy Spirit to take his place. The Holy Spirit was coming to give the followers of Jesus power to tell others about him. He was the very one who would convict the world of sin and cause them to turn to Jesus as their Savior.
What did they have to do?
Don't you remember? Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem and wait.
They continued praying. Then on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down like a mighty rushing wind, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages. This wonder from God spread throughout Jerusalem, and everyone rushed over to see what was happening. They were all amazed.
I heard a man praising God in my native language. What can this mean?
And I also. This is truly a wonder of God.
Oh, but they are all Judeans. They must be drunk with new wine.
But Peter, filled with power, stood up and shouted to the crowd,
"Visitors and residents of Jerusalem, listen, all of you. No one here is full of wine, but instead is full of the Holy Spirit. The prophet Joel told us this would happen when he wrote, 'I will pour out of my spirit upon all men.' And again he said, 'Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.' Listen to me. Jesus of Nazareth, God's very own son, lived among you and did many miracles to prove he was from God. Your leaders took him and crucified him, but that was all in God's plan. He died in our place for our sins. God raised his son Jesus from the dead and made him to be our Savior."
I feel so guilty.
What shall we do?
Repent. Ask God to forgive you. Turn from your sins and be baptized.
And that day, about 3,000 people welcomed his message and received the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
Have you invited Jesus into your heart as your Savior? He died in your place and mine so that we could be saved and our sins forgiven. He is knocking at your heart's door right now. Just close your eyes and pray after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me and come into my heart. Thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you for your gift of everlasting life. Amen.